Good fences may not make good neighbors. The rise of the gated community and the unintended consequences of putting up walls. It's Wednesday, April 4th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
4444. It's 4-4.
Yes, it is 4-4. Absolutely. Good urban planning, they say, can make a community more safe. We're going to explain in just a few minutes. Also, a follow-up on our conversation yesterday about Latinos and their relationship with the African-American community. But you're responding to our question on who or what makes a community or a neighborhood seem safe or maybe unsafe. One listener writes this: no sidewalks, poor lighting, dogs are loose more often than not. I don't walk anymore. I hate it. Would like to be able to. Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But now let's check in on the headlines.
And we go to politics. Mitt Romney tightening his grip on the Republican presidential nomination after going 3-for-3 in Wisconsin, Maryland, and the District of Columbia yesterday. In his very confident-sounding victory speech, he ignored his party opponents, opting instead to take on the man he'll face in November, he believes.
President Obama thinks he's doing a good job. I'm not kidding. He actually thinks he's doing a great job. He thinks he's doing an historically great job, like Abraham Lincoln and LBJ and FDR. And no, he did not say that on Saturday Night Live. All righty.
Rival Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul all say they're not dropping out of the race at this point. The candidates have 3 weeks to campaign before five more states vote on April 24th, including Rick Santorum's home state of Pennsylvania.
Residents of North Texas are cleaning up this morning after as many as a dozen tornadoes tore through the Dallas metro area. Officials say some 650 buildings were damaged or destroyed. No deaths have been reported yet, though. Joining us now, Lieutenant Tim Jones from the Sheriff's Office in Johnson County, which is southwest of Dallas. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
What does it look like there?
We're in pretty good shape. We do have four homes that were damaged, one completely destroyed, and then a rural area, so we have a lot of barns and outbuildings and stuff like that that were destroyed. Roads have been opened up. I believe power has been restored to everywhere.
So what went right? Something must have gone right to have 650 buildings damaged and no deaths.
Well, we're the southwest portion of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. We're where the storms basically started, and they intensified as they went. Towards DFW Airport and then north from there. So we got, in our aspect, lucky because the storms were just starting here. But when they hit the Dallas area, they really got wound up and caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, Lieutenant Tim Jones of the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And President Obama is set to sign legislation today that bars members of Congress from engaging in insider trading.
What was the holdup there? That was passed like months ago. It was like they needed to do a lot of insider trading.
I wondered the same thing.
They signed it.
Maybe they had to finish off the insider trading. No,
exactly.
That's an unbased claim. The Stock Act passed the House and Senate some time ago with bipartisan votes.
Baylor made it look easy. The Bears beat Notre Dame 80-61 to cap a perfect season and take home the women's NCAA basketball championship. Head coach Kim Mulkey says the 40-0 season takes a back seat to this title.
There's no significance, honestly, right now, today, because the only words that are coming out of our mouth are national champions.
Baylor's 6'8" forward, Brittany Griner, the dunker herself, had 26 points and 13 rebounds to help lead the Bears to that perfect season.
Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 13,199, the S&P at 1,413, and the NASDAQ at 3,113. Later on the show...
Neutron, proton, mass defect, lyrical oxidation, your irrelevant mass spectrograph, your electron volt, atomic energy erupting as I get all open on...
Yeah, we're going to ask you to wrap the periodic table. That's what we're going to do. You probably learned it at some point in your school career, but do you know the answer to this question? What element probably made the Liberty Bell crack? We're going to talk about science, the magic, and the elements.
Not plutonium.
No, here's a hint. Starts with S. S. First, though, we're going to talk about who or what makes a community or a neighborhood seem safe or unsafe. Answer that question for us. What makes your neighborhood seem safe or unsafe? 8778, my take.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.